Go wild with Nation Gear's end of regular season merch madness sale. Nation Gear is offering our favorite fans 20% off all regular season merch, and we're going to give you free shipping on any orders over $200. Stock up your closet for the playoffs, rep your team, and grab that merch you've been eyeing up all season long. Don't wait. This sale only lasts from April 1st until April 7th. Shop the sale at nationgear.ca.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com, code program.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to OT with Nast and Riggs. And this week, our main man, our producer, our editor, our insider, Travis Ballenhoff, just call him Baller, is joining
us.
Yes. Thanks for joining us, brother. Thanks for all you do. And let's just start off, boys. We got to talk about this because I've received about 100 text messages wondering why you didn't show up for the Federal League last night. And I just want you to explain why. You have a very good reason.
Yeah, well, I wish I had a better story why I didn't play. But I'd signed the contract 5:30 a.m. yesterday morning. Bags packed, ready to go. Toby's rocking. Went and taught my yoga class, came back, and unfortunately my 4.5-year-old daughter was still dealing with a fever-related issue to a UTI kidney infection she had gotten on Friday. So wife took her to the hospital, and I had to be obviously a proper dad and
yes.
stay back with my oldest. So unfortunately didn't get the game in the Federal League, and I was a little bit disappointed, honestly. I was all wrapped up and ready to go.
I think there's going to be another opportunity.
Oh, there definitely
Dave will
is,
get
yeah.
you in there.
Yeah, for sure. Macker texted me. He's like, there's lots of games. He's already talking about road trips and weekends and all this other stuff. So we'll see where this goes. But, I was a little disappointed, but obviously had to do the right thing.
Yes,
priorities 100%. In life. And I was... still getting text messages about it.
Yeah.
Wondering what the hell happened.
Well, you know, Baller was showing me some tweets going out that, you know, Cote's afraid.
And, oh, yeah.
You know, I'm like, no, I'm kidding. I know the last thing you want to do is go in there and drop the middies, and I don't blame you. You're getting first power play. You're getting first
line
minutes.
That was the Mac dangle for me.
I know.
He said first line power play. I was like, where do I sign?
Yep. You know, you haven't done that since your days in junior,
that's
I think.
Right. Exactly. So I was getting excited and... unfortunately, it didn't work out, but lots of games left.
There was lots of games left.
We got to make like a weekend out of it.
We do, yeah.
Take like the get a bus or an RV or something, get all the boys going.
That's an RV, Clark.
yeah, exactly.
I think that'll you're right.
Do it for the content, man.
Do it
for the content.
That's right. Well, boys, unfortunately, it's not, things aren't going the way we would hope they're going for our Flyboys right now, but Baller, what are you seeing? With their game right now. I think we're all seeing it, but what are your thoughts?
Since last episode, 4 losses. They're on a 6-game losing streak.
Yeah.
I really don't think you can point to one thing. It's not like it's one D pair or 2 forward lines. The whole team's struggling.
Yeah.
G's got 2 goals in his last 12, and TK 2 in his last 17.
Wow.
JVR's got 2 all year. I mean, it's not like you can just say, penalty kill struggling. It's the whole team struggling right now.
Yeah,
it's everything. Yeah, they're really struggling to score goals. I mean, look at the numbers, and you know, obviously, G's at the top there, but it drops off pretty quickly. With the forwards, especially, you know, be going from 17, 14, 11, and then you're getting into 8s and 6s and points in 20 games. Like that's not nearly enough. You look around the league, and teams are actually winning games. there's a collective effort scoring goals.
And, right.
They're really struggling. Obviously, the power play is piss poor. 27th in the league, 13% all year.
Yeah.
And probably lower than that in the last 10.
Yeah, big time.
Most shots.
Allowed.
Allowed against in the whole league.
Yeah, wow,
which
I didn't
is
know
a
that.
Real red flag. You know, that was a stat you brought up there, Baller. But, you know, the combination of not scoring and getting that much, you know, absorbing that much rubber
is
definitely a recipe for losing.
They're asking way too much out of their goalies.
Yeah.
Hartsey's been great. Martin Jones has been pretty good, too.
Yeah.
He saved their butts a couple times, but.
Yeah, they would be at the bottom of the league if they played the way they had. I mean, they're absorbing way too much rubber.
Yeah, Riles, like, you know, you played, and I was around it for a long time. I just feel bad for the guys because it's not a lack of trying, which people want to say. They're not trying. They don't care. It's not that. When it starts going this bad, like you just threw those numbers out, Baller, when you got guys like G, Coots, TK, like, you have to have – they're your first line. Mm-hmm. Like, they have to score. But it's also JVR and just Cam Atkinson. You threw out – he hasn't scored in how many games. I don't know how many it's – but it's been a while. I
think he's got, like, one in his last 14 or 15.
Yeah, and that's not what you thought when you're bringing him in. And I know he's got better. And, it's not that they're not trying, but you watch and you see the frustration building and building. I thought last night against Jersey – they had a time where they really stepped it up and kind of went on a run. I say like that as basketball because in the NBA, you know, there's always runs. Mm-hmm. I felt like they put a lot of pressure on, but then it just kind of went away.
Yeah.
Don't know why. And like you guys said, it's a lot of grade A chances that they're giving up that they don't normally.
Yeah.
And the goalies have been great. And again, it's not a lack of trying. It's just I feel for them because we know the guys – you know how much it's bugging them all.
Oh,
like, this is not fun. We've both been, you know, I've gone back before. We went on a roll where we lost 10 straight. And we actually made the playoffs that year.
Yeah, right.
We actually made the playoffs that year.
And winning 10 straight.
And not making the playoffs 1 year as well. So
that was the first time that ever happened.
Yeah, right. So, I Keith Jones was saying, and I have to agree with him, if the power play could just find a way to turn it around, and I think it's just a break, maybe a stupid bounce. Put Big Mac. This kid, I love the way he's playing.
Yeah, he's been the best
player,
honestly.
He has been one of the best players on the team. Like, and not that I'm a GM or a coach. I'm not trying to say that. But, I mean, I just think he's done a lot. He's really I've noticed him a lot.
Yeah, he's physical.
He's a big body. Yeah. Maybe, I don't know, just for changing it up, maybe throw him in front of the net. And, again, I'm not a coach. I'm not a GM. I'm not trying to say that I am. But just the way he's played, I love his game.
Well, nothing else is working. Why not reward the guy for his efforts? And he's a big body. I mean, like, just stand in front of the net and find some trash.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the way it's going to go down anyways. Is going to be a some sort of rebound, trashy type of goal. But, you know, to your point or Jonesy's point there, they need to get the power play going just to get a spark, offensive spark as a team, a little momentum, you know, whatever that lands up being. But it's necessary because if they're not scoring, I mean, I don't know what their goals for per game average is, but it's like 1.6 or something like that. Not nearly enough to win.
Not
enough to win. But if you know, you score every other game on the power play, it gets a little bit of momentum. But to me, the inconsistency within the 60 minutes, like you were talking about, like showing flashes of offense and then dry spells. We were at the Carolina game the other day and, you know, five shots in the first 3-4 minutes, they score a goal and they don't get a shot for 12 minutes. Yeah. And the next shot on net is a shorthanded goal by Farabee, which is an unbelievable individual effort.
Right.
But like where's the squad in that 12 minutes? So, you know, you're absorbing rubber that whole time, right? If you're not, you're not on offense, you're absorbing. So, it's a tough balance when you're absorbing that much and you're not generating nearly enough. And they're getting outshot every game. I mean, it's unfortunate. But, I don't know how this gets better until they get a couple bodies back that are obviously significant bodies. But the core leadership group needs to step up somehow, some way. But to me, there's a lack of energy and synergy there. You know, they just seem not connected. I don't know.
And it happened fairly quick. I mean, you start off the season, and you know, it hurts not having Ellis.
I agree, man.
He's a major puck mover and carrier. He's a big part of their team, even though he's only played four games, but he has 5 points in four games. I mean, and you kind of brought him in to play with Provy. Nothing against anyone else is playing with Provy. I don't mean it that way. Oh, Christ, Bronner's leading in points.
Awesome, exactly.
I mean, it's nothing like that, but they had a chemistry you could see right away. Sure, yeah. I mean, it was there. It was kind of like when Niskanen came, him and Provy just thought the game the same way or something. I don't know exactly what it was, but it was a great connection there. And I think Ellis and him have that as well. But obviously, he's out another probably 4 weeks is what they're saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to find a way until he gets back.
Yeah, I think it'd be a great spark to get him back and Hazy, but you can't right now. Yeah, so you got to find a way.
Everyone's just got to step up and fill that void, right? I mean, no one's going to come and win these guys the games and do it for them, right? I mean, they're just going to have to find a way collectively. Guys that are struggling need to step up. Guys that have been in dry spells need to step up. You mentioned it earlier, just like some bonehead plays. Like, it's almost like brain farts that are happening and they're getting secondary opportunities on these plays.
That's where I think they really miss Ellis. I mean, he's got his breakout pass.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You play away from the net. And at the very least, you're just playing away from that. Even if you're not generating the offensive opportunities, it beats playing in your own end the whole time and absorbing the whole time. So we'll see.
I think confidence has a lot to do with that as well. Yeah. And right now, it's hard to have any confidence when, you're just not getting any bounces. Things aren't going right.
That's why you really hope they can get going on the power play.
Exactly.
That can just give you so much momentum.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. That's what Jonesy was saying.
Yeah.
He thinks, if it's a great point, if you can get that power play clicking, maybe it's okay. Now it's our neutral zone play and it's our defensive zone, and everything maybe starts kind of coming together with a little confidence. It's all you need, and hopefully they find a way to get it.
Yeah. And just, again, some of these veteran guys, I feel, just need to step up and find a way to contribute a little bit more. I mean, Yandel was added, to the roster to be an offensive threat and, a power play guy, and he's got 5 apples on the season.
I think he's got no points in his last 16.
Yeah, so
when that's like his biggest when that's his, job.
Yeah, if he's not scoring, he's...
I mean, that's saying something, too, because he usually puts points up. I mean, that just shows
exactly.
You. I mean... He could have made a great play, but someone didn't finish. But still, you need those points, like you're saying.
You got to execute.
You have to. And then you
look on the other side of, not that it was a trade, but, you lose a guy like Ghost, mm-hmm. who's an offensive guy that people were all over here, and probably the coaching staff as well, because he's a high-risk, high-reward player, and if he's not contributing offensively, he's sometimes a liability defensively, but he's leading the Arizona team in points. Yeah.
They're having a tough season.
They're having a tough season. They're bottom of the barrel. I get it.
But I mean, they're going to end up turning him into a good trade chip.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? It's going to work out for him. That's right. And he's one of those guys, too, like we talked about. I think Ghost, the more he's involved in a game, the better he becomes. Yeah. And I've said it before, I've never seen a guy keep a puck in his own than that guy. So many different ways he could do it. But he's an offensive guy, and he's got some confidence. I don't think he's been horrible defensively at all there, which is great for him. And again, like you said, Baller, great trade chip. So we'll see what happens. But you're right, Ross. He's playing really well. And I'm happy for him because he's such a good dude.
Yeah.
And yeah.
The guys are too.
Yeah, you just, if you want to be honest with the balance of the team and, losing certain guys and adding certain guys, originally you think that the trades and the moves look good. But,
Right now, they came out like gangbusters early in the year.
Yeah, right now they're not, I think they're average at best. Hopefully that changes when Ellis is back in the lineup. And again, you don't want to have to wait for that moment to rally the troops, but. They're going to have to find something here soon.
You never know. Chuck may make a move here, because
it's desperate right now.
It's getting there. Yeah. Unfortunately, it's getting to that point where, okay, you got a big game here Wednesday. You got to find a way to win.
Right.
And
can't afford to drop anymore because you're burying yourself deeper. But speaking of movements around the league, Montreal fired their general manager.
Cleaning house.
Cleaning house, and that's what happens when teams underperform.
Yeah.
Interesting name at the top of the list. Who we got?
Danny B.
Danny B.
Mr. Playoffs.
Yeah, right? Not that I'm surprised to see his name. No, I guess me I just either. Like envision him coming up to the Flyers organization and point, waiting, right. his, waiting his turn. But
yeah.
hey, that's an amazing fit for him. If you get that job, oh hell, my man, gosh, that's pretty cool stuff. So
yeah,
see how that one plays out. I'm sure they'll announce that in the next 24 hours. I would think,
if,
right?
If
I
mean, they're doing it, yeah, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, they try to usually do that sooner rather than later.
And then a couple nibbles, in a game the other day. Hey. Lemieux, hungry?
Oh, yes, but you know, just chew a little bit on Tkachuk's hand. Not a big deal. I think that goes back to the dads fighting years ago in World Cup, and I was lucky enough to be on the bench for that one, Riggs, and then the other night these two looked like they wanted to kill each other. Then obviously Lemieux is a little hungry. You know, he must not have had a power bar in between there.
Yeah, I know, right?
A little snack. Low. A little snack. Oh man, God! I mean, I don't know if he put his hand near his mouth or in it, but I remember
hard to tell.
It's kind of hard to tell. But I tell you what, if someone puts their hand in my mouth, I'm probably biting. I'm not taking up for the kid. I'm just saying. No, I don't know how it happened. It was hard to see.
I've seen this before when I was in the East Coast League. I was a guy on my team that was in a scrum, and someone came in and fish hooked him. Oh. And it's like, yeah, your face fish hooked. You're going to find any way to get that finger out of your hand. Yeah, and you're going to bite
for sure.
So I don't know. I'm playing devil's advocate here. I know that I know Lemieux is a little bit of an ass out there, and I'm not surprised that happened. But if the hands are in their mouth, I mean, to me, fair game. I don't know. Get him out of there.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that one plays out.
Coming out of that stinky glove ball in someone's mouth. That's no good, eh?
Get some staph infection for sure.
Oh, gross. Oh, man.
Right on. Well,
what else?
That's all we got, boys.
All right, guys. That's it for this week's OT. Thanks, Baller, for joining us everything you're doing for us, brother. Hopefully the boys turn it around, and next week we'll have some better stats and better news from the Fly Guys.
See you then.
Your personal info, like addresses, phone numbers, and more, are collected and sold by data brokers. But Aura steps in, scanning the web, sending you alerts, and requesting your info be removed. Get Aura's full toolkit, including credit and transaction monitoring, a password manager, VPN, and more. Get a 14-day free trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety.